The Department of Urban Roads has cautioned drivers of heavy-duty vehicles to be mindful of the height of loads they carry. This is to protect overhead bridges, lives and property. According to the road safety engineer of the department, Patricia Oni, vehicles with height in excess of 5 meters have been causing damage to beams of overhead bridges. He said drivers who go contrary to these rules would be punished. Mrs. Oni was speaking at a stakeholders meeting organized by the Department of Urban Roads to generate ideas on how to repair and maintain overhead bridges. Our reporter, Sophia Koko, visited some damaged bridges in Accra and has filed this report.
The first point of call was the Apenkwa overhead, where I noticed cracks on the beams of the bridge. The Achimota overhead was not different. Hawkers have also encroached on the pedestrian walkway. When I spoke to the road safety engineer at the Department of Urban Roads, Patricia Oni, she told me that plans are underway to repair and maintain the bridges at Apenkwa, Achimota, Shangri-La, Kentakiteria, Akueje, and Tetekwashi in the Accra metropolis. Ms. Oni said, solar bridge light gantry bars have been provided at Apenkwa and Achimota to detect heavy duty trucks before they pass under the overhead.
At the approaches, so that it gives them additional information to be warned, apart from the airline that indicates that they should stay within the 4.5 height when they load. So when they hear the sound and they see the warning, it means that there's a barrier that will stop or arrest them when they get onto the bridge, especially where the bridges are. And we have the police who also assist us with enforcement. The National Road Safety Commission are also here, and they also help with the education.
The consultant who carried out the study on the damaged bridges, Emmanuel Dogbeche, said the objectives of these studies are to protect lives and also prevent accidents on our roads.
When you protect this bridge, you are protecting, you are preventing accidents. So in effect, you are protecting life, you are protecting the traveling public, and I'm protecting you as well.
And the road, yes.
Everything to do with the road.
The commander of the National MTTU Operations Unit, DSP Samuel Sasu Mensa, said the unit will work with the Urban Roads Department and ensure that drivers who flout the rules are punished.
That report was filed by Sophia Koko.